Podcast Network.
Don, I don't know if you listened to the show after last week.
I listened to this show?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Well, I know, you know, we've been worried for the last few weeks about audio quality, but I have to say this last show sounded very good.
I did go back and listen to it, and I felt very proud of myself.
I have to congratulate you.
Thank you.
In the time since you took over the audio, and there were a few rough weeks, about 30 or 40 rough weeks, but it's finally come together.
What was
we got this cool soundboard you set up, and we had a show without a whole lot of audio issues.
What did one of our listeners say that the best part of our show is having to turn the volume up and down 15 different times?
Right, it's interactive.
Yeah, it is. It's very interactive.
So I have a question though on this soundboard. We use a lot of it on here. We've talked about it before, but you know we have our news theme, and we've got our sports theme. And we've got other assorted songs, but there's this. This is what you put on first.
Hold on. Which, by the way, hold on. Tony loves all of it.
Tony hates every sound clip. But what is... This is the only clip on here you've never used. And it's 5 seconds long, and I'm not sure what we'd use this for.
That was supposed to be our tag for our show. It was supposed to be, you want to play it? It was supposed to be like
sure,
this.
Sure, sure. Let's see what you would have done if we played it. I'm going to play it right now. Ready?
Okay. Radio for Winners, exclusively on the Thunder Grunt Podcast Network. That's the one it was supposed to be.
I think we'll use their tag.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to
I
see
wish
you as
why
well,
don't you move?
Jeremy.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
Radio for Winners, another episode. Tony, Jeremy, and Cherokee Don. Gentlemen, I think I'm not dying any longer, but I was very close to passing away yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday you sent me a text, I think, that just said, I don't know if I can do the show. Which, to be honest, I've been waiting for that email from you for a long time, but not for sick reasons.
Yeah, I got a little bit of the stomach bug yesterday. It hit my wife first, who works with kids, so I'm assuming she got it from one of those grubby bastards.
Wow.
And yeah, just kids are all germs, right?
Yeah, actually, I'm sick all the time, too, because my son's in daycare. Don, you have two kids, or one kid more than me, another one coming. How are you never sick?
I was sick the week before you were sick. So when we went to the Thundergrunt event last week, you'll talk about that, but I was sick the week before.
I was sick for
24 hours. Like just give me 24 hours to get over it, and I'm fine. I just like to pull the covers over my head for like 24 hours, and I'm fine. But you know that's too long for my wife. She doesn't like me to even take that amount of time.
No, you're allowed to be sick for 10 minutes.
For 10 minutes, yeah.
So you feel better though now, Tony?
I feel a little bit better. I'm still a little bit weak, and I might have to run to the bathroom. So we'll see what happens during the show.
Well, I did that first episode, so
but he's
80 episodes later, you can do it.
But now he's got a different sickness. I was just like head cold, sinus sick.
I have not been right since that week I had diarrhea when I went to the Renfest.
Yeah,
and
but
oysters.
That's you ate oysters at the Renaissance. You ate oysters in the woods.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not very smart.
When you say it like that, it sounds like a bad idea. But at the time, they were really good, so I still stand by.
You ate oysters in the woods.
I just found him. Big box of oysters in the woods. What's it down?
So you guys had quite a Friday night this past Friday. It was the inaugural Thunder Grunt live event.
It was the what?
I'm not going to say it again. Inaugural? I'm pretty sure I got it right.
All right. Yeah, that's good. We'll isolate that later.
Chicken
ticket
Marsala.
Hey, I can't say words. I went to a broadcast.
Anyway, yes, the inaugural. What was it again?
The first Thundergrunt night at the Windup Space. It was a
mandatory
attendance night.
That's right.
There was some podcasts recorded. Digression Sessions did some interviews with some comics. It was pretty good. That's when I don't know what was before that. I think that it started with that. That's when Don and I got there. And meanwhile, the Skull Base did a live reading that I'm not really sure if it's an episode or not. I mean, it was funny, but I think a lot of it was only funny when you were there. Because a lot of it referenced the crowd and the show and things like that. But it was good. And OK Stupid, which was like some dating profile trolling that was actually really funny.
That's pretty funny.
And that's from Innocent Looking Bookstore, which I believe is on hiatus. Now that we've joined the network, shows can quit. I get it.
Now that we've joined the network, the show that won the best podcast in Baltimore from the Baltimore City Paper has decided not to do their show anymore.
Right. but it was a good time, I thought.
Which, by the way, just I don't mean to digress, but we're already looking to get some votes for that for next year.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm marketing it right now. We are going to get and become the number one podcast voted by the city paper.
The listening.
Wow.
Number one podcast in Baltimore, even though we're not based in Baltimore and don't talk about Baltimore.
We talk about
Baltimore sports.
And homicides.
That's true. That's very true.
It is. But anyway, the event was it was a good event.
Yeah, I think it was a good starter event. I mean, yep. it was for everything that was supposed to happen, it did happen. My only not a complaint, but my only issue was the raffles. So they did raffles, Tony. Everyone had every podcast was supposed to show an item. We gave out a Radio for Winter prize pack valued at no less than $5 American, okay. Which contained a picture of Scott Baio that was signed by Scott Baio.
When did this happen? When did you get a picture signed by Scott Baio?
Somebody mailed me a box full of pictures of Scott Baio cut out of Teen Beat magazine from the 70s and 80s, and one of them was signed by Scott Baio with an outline on the back that said, "This is Scott Baio's pen. I held it for an hour." Somebody apparently stored this in their house, and then after they killed themselves, their family sold that box on eBay, and my friend gave it to me.
Wow.
I don't know for a fact that person died, but I assume, why would you get rid of such a treasure unless you passed away? So we offered that up along with, I made an 80s theme box. So there was a full copy of Legend of Zelda for the Nintendo and a copy of Leprechaun 1 and 2, the classic movies. At least Leprechaun 1 was the 80s. I'm not sure about 2.
But the Scott Baio, I think it was mislabeled. Was it labeled as a poster?
They labeled it as a signed poster. But to be honest, it should have been labeled Radio for Winter Prize Pack. Valued at $5 American.
No less than $5 American.
Now, is this going to cause tension between you and the Thundergrunt group, or is this going to be okay?
Well, I don't want to say it will, but I've already deleted all of them from my friends list. And I just think I don't have a problem with any of that. I meant, so they did the raffles. The whole night went on. They had two podcasts. They had a band. They had a bunch of the okay stupid stuff, and at the very end of the night, after everyone's been drinking all night long, then they choose to do raffles. So it was like everyone's drunk or outside smoking or not paying attention, and they're trying to do raffles, and they have to call numbers like 20 times. But I also thought it was anticlimactic, because then if you're going to try to get people to buy more tickets, you should do it in between each act. You do like the first raffle item, make it a kind of good item, but then push, like later on tonight, we will be offering, you know, auctioning off. In this case, it was a set of bongos signed by the members of the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, and I think that was a hot button item.
It was. They should have mentioned it and done other raffles.
I think that our Scott Baio poster was also a high ticket.
Do you feel like the Bare Naked Ladies signing the bongos makes it less attractive?
I think it's ironically wanted.
Yeah. Yeah,
Much like a signed photo of Scott Baio. I don't think for the most part that the things that were given away on a raffle that anyone honestly would pay a lot of money for, but to win it in a raffle, outstanding. There were a few things that probably were worth some money, but nothing that I gave.
Now, there was a lot of smoking. I did not partake.
You've been doing good, Don.
Thank you.
It's 10 months now.
It has been.
Or 9 full months. Nine long months that Don has not smoked.
Yep.
When you hit a year, we'll have cigars.
I can start smoking again.
We'll have cigars to award you for a year of not smoking. So there are more events that are on the horizon, but nothing right now. But there is kind of a tie-in event we'll talk about at the end of the show.
Do we have a second to talk about how the night started?
Sure.
Okay, so you come. We decide we're going to drive down together.
Right.
And you said, I'll drive because I don't care if my car gets stolen.
Right. The wind-up space in Baltimore, for those who don't live in Baltimore, is right on the fringe of places you don't mind going and places you should never be.
So when we get there, you say, yeah, you know that bar down the street that you've come to see my band perform at. Yeah, the door guy got stabbed and killed like the night before.
Thursday night before the show Friday.
So he was already feeling like really cool once we got down there. Like, this was gonna be a great event.
I like to discuss other homicides before we go to Baltimore.
But before we started, you came over. You were like, I don't feel so good.
No, I felt awful.
I think I'm dying.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to drive stick?
Yeah, because I have a stick.
Yeah.
And I was really concerned that I might die or pass out. I need you to drive the car.
But now the rationale behind both of us, right? You don't feel well. You feel like you're dying.
Right.
You say, do I know how to drive stick? Which I do. I had a manual for like 15 years, right? Now, we then decide that the best option for the both of us is that you continue to drive us to the event.
Correct. Because again, my car is worth 17 cents.
But not we didn't. We knew that we were going to take your car.
Yeah.
But you didn't feel good.
No.
You felt like really you were
awful.
Going to die.
Uh huh.
But we both said, you know what? Why don't you just continue to drive?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did that make any sense whatsoever?
You know, in retrospect, no. But at the time, I wasn't thinking clearly because I honestly thought I was having a stroke.
So then we get there, right? You said you thought you were having a stroke, right?
I seriously did think I was having a major medical problem.
What kind of symptoms are you having there? Makes you think you were having a stroke.
Okay, so. I'm not sure if it's a stroke or a heart attack, but over the... Hey, listen, it's our friend the cricket. We did get some complaints about that cricket, Don.
I got to find the cricket.
I tried
to
explain that we keep it as a pet. He's our mascot. But anyway.
I got a dead one over here, by the way. But anyway, go ahead. So
why are
we
saving
symptoms?
A dead cricket?
I don't know. It's just over there. I just noticed it.
So I eat terribly, as we've discussed on the show, a thousand times. And... In the last 2 weeks, while we've had our contest that I've not done much on, I've actually eaten worse than I have in the previous, I'd say, 15 years. And to the point where after I eat meals, I actually feel ill. Like sometimes I'll have back and heart pain. And other times, on Friday, after I ate, I felt like I was really drunk, even though I have had nothing to drink and very spacey. And I started feeling like I could feel my heartbeat in my eyes. That sounds bad.
And we decided again that it would be the best for both of us if you continued to operate a motor vehicle.
And then when I get there to have a couple beers,
well, now,
so
wait
I calm
a minute.
Down.
Well, I was, so this is where I was going to go with that. So your alcoholism.
I'm a doctor.
Yeah, yeah. So we get there and you're like, yeah, I still don't feel good. You want a beer?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I would like to have a beer. And so we got a beer, and after one beer, you were like, man, I don't know what it is. I feel so much better.
Yeah. Maybe I just have a horrible alcohol problem.
That's starting to be what I think.
That could be it, because I feel good now. I felt awful tonight before I came over. Had these Miller Lights. I'm feeling pretty tip-top. Well, that is kind of a tragic start to the show. I apologize, everybody. I may have to go to rehab. We may have to record several shows in advance in case I miss some time.
But anyway, long story short, we got there safely. We got home safely.
Right.
We were in a part of town that the homicide was committed in, and...
No, the show was good. The positive is that the wind-up space was a very nice venue.
And we also learned that if you don't want to be messed with, carry a box of stuff in your hands.
Yeah,
if
you are just walking around Baltimore late at night, if you just have...
You don't want to be bothered. You don't want anybody to come up to you or do anything to you.
You want to be two white guys walking around with a paper box that just has question marks drawn all over it. No one will question what you're doing while you're there, especially if you walk down the middle of the street to get there.
Absolutely.
It was a very smart call on our part.
But it was a good time. Glad that we got a chance to go. Glad that we're a part of the Thunder Grunt.
And I think whatever the next event is, we will definitely do more with it.
I hope
maybe
so.
Maybe we'll run the raffles.
Maybe
we'll enjoy raffles.
Maybe we'll bring that cricket.
We could raffle off the cricket.
I would love to do that.
That would be good.
Wonderful.
Well, there's a lot of other things we need to talk about tonight. There's a lot of sports news in our area I'd like to get to. But before we get to that, I always like to make sure we have our regular segment, Radio for Winners. And the news. Radio for Winners and the news. Every week, we find news items that we love. We cut all the parts out everyone else has talked about. We cut them together into bite-sized chunks that I then say back to you very poorly.
Is this podcast going downhill?
I don't think it's going uphill. I think it's all uphill from episode 80.
Because it seems to me that we're doing news earlier and earlier in the show.
Next week will be nothing but news, but I have no real stories. So it'll be a lot of me going,
Again, I just feel
Obama.
Like news seems to be starting earlier and earlier in the show.
Well, but I think tonight I had a reason. We actually do have some sports topics to cover.
Okay. All right.
Before we jump into that, I just want to get Don's perspective on the White House intruder. Because I feel like Don is all over this story. I feel like he's kind of covered it from the beginning, off mic. He's very off put by it. And when you have a guy whose name is the Red Crow, such as Don, Cherokee Don, you know, he's got perception.
Wow.
You want my perspective on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to hear what you think about the White House invader.
See, the thing that annoys me is they made it seem like he just got to the front door and that was about it. And then a little bit later on, you found he walked in a little bit. And then it turns out he took like half the tour of the
White House. He's been living in the basement for a month.
he's in the East Room. He's by the private residence like stairwell. Yeah, yeah.
And he's got that shitty goatee.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
They've talked to him apparently several times. Here's my perspective.
The fourth member of Limp Bizkit, everybody.
Whoa.
Wow.
There's my tie into the music scene.
I can't wait to see what the title of this episode this week is.
I'm hoping it's The Red Crow.
The Red Crow. I was watching Walker, Texas Ranger today in my illness. And I got to tell you, the show holds up. And they got a guy named The Red Crow on the show. That's where I got it from. Where I steal all my creative content. Walker, Texas Ranger.
Wow. Because it still holds up after all these years.
Today, the guy gets shot, Walker does, and he still solves the crime. I mean, that's a guy who's a fighter.
Oh, that's a guy.
Why aren't we just doing a dedicated Walker, Texas Ranger podcast?
I think we've got our next theme podcast coming up here.
All right. Well, next, get ready, Thundergrunt.
So do you think, I mean, are we going to talk about this for real? But because my point is that I think it's better to have a guy that you captured inside the White House than to have a dead guy that you shot and killed inside the White House.
I disagree. If someone else got in there and they shot and killed the intruder, not they went in and shot the president, that clearly is not appropriate. If they shot the intruder, if that's what you mean, because I know where you stand on the president, Don. I think...
Stop it.
If you mean they shot the intruder, I think that is actually fine.
No, but you don't want to add to the history of the White House by this intruder was shot and killed in the East Room.
Instead, you make it look like you're incompetent and you can't do your job because this guy was wandering through the White
House. My question is always, if you've been down to D.C. and been to the White House, they have the sharpshooters and the snipers on top of the White House. Like, it's all for just show. It's all show.
Well, now they just have to start shooting random people.
Well, that's going to be the next question. Would you rather them pick the guy off, like, on the East Lawn?
No, they shouldn't shoot a guy on the East Lawn if it's just one guy by himself that doesn't have, like, you know, a clear machine gun on him.
See, I didn't see any more on how the guy overtook the Secret Service agent. Because that was like a little blurb there, overtook a Secret Service agent and got past him. Like, well, what does that look like?
I imagine it's just a guy wrestling another guy to the ground.
No, it was a woman who was 5'3", 125 pounds, and she was 67 years old. So she was a little bit too old to be in the position.
That's
we easily overpowered there.
Is that true, Tony, or is that a made-up fact? Because I like made-up facts.
Oh, it's completely made up. She was female, but I don't know that really mattered. Apparently, I ain't saying that women can't do the job.
I was
going
to say, apparently it mattered to you.
But clearly, if she can be overpowered, she should not be in a position to be stopping intruders.
Wow, I've said it before, a real
and I'll
story.
Say it again. When the Red Crow flies, he flies at night.
Well, you guys did cut in early with the news, which is good. I like when we cover news I wasn't prepared to cover. Because what we actually have is, for the first time, we have an official Radio for Winners retraction/correction. And now I can try to use... this wonderful sound clip that we had that I know what to do with. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Gonna retraction! That's going to work. I think that's our good retraction music.
That's my music.
That's wonderful. Last week, one of our news items was about Jasmine Tridevil, a woman with three boobs. Now, before we even aired the episode, because we recorded early last week because of my anniversary, it was already clearly a hoax. And it was probably a hoax in my mind when we recorded it. But in my defense, if someone has three boobs, you talk about it.
Now that's where I'm going to disagree with what you said. There was no way that you felt that that was a fake story. You didn't lead on that it was a fake story, that you felt that it was a fake story.
Did you see the picture?
I saw the picture.
Looks a little fake.
What did I say?
You said it looked fake.
I said it looked fake. It looked like a water balloon.
And I said, this one has three boobs, Don. Shut your face.
That's what
pretty
you
sure
said.
That's what I said.
That's what you said.
Well, I have to apologize on behalf of Radio for Winners for my poor journalism in bringing you a story that was clearly a hoax, And now when you went to the water cooler on Friday morning and said, guys, you heard about this three-titted woman, you're not going to get that promotion anymore.
No, you're not.
Because they're going to know you're a fool and fell for a hoax.
It really does not...
diminishes the
It diminishes our news service. It really diminishes it. But well, you know I what apologize. Else diminishes it is that effing cricket.
No, the cricket is there for mood.
Where do you think
it's
the cricket
like a campfire?
Is the cricket coming from that way or coming from that way?
Don, we're in a garage. It's got four walls. It's coming from everywhere.
All right.
It's a big empty garage that there's just a cricket in.
So we apologize for the fake story that we
reported. I do apologize for talking about the three-titted woman.
But good news is the guy with the 100 orgasms.
Totally real.
That's a real story.
And very sad.
I saw the video on that.
Oh, it was pretty fantastic.
Sad. But I highly recommend looking for the video of a guy with 100 orgasms a day.
It's fantastic.
So now on to the next topic. Remember Jasmine Tridevil, the woman with three boobs? Well, it turns out that was a hoax. And that's okay. We all make mistakes sometimes. But the story continues to grow. Is it real? Is it a hoax? I don't know. Get ready for next week's retraction. So the same girl who had the three boobs we might have mentioned previously had a roommate. She had an 18-year-old that she met on the internet. She was 19 at the time. And he says that for 2 weeks, she kept him as a caged sex slave and tortured him. His name is Michael Squire. He said that she forced him to sleep in a dog cage and started to carve her name into his chest. And it's T-R-I, but the R looks like an A, so it looks like it says Ty in the middle of his chest, clearly carved with a knife. It's huge. It's half the size of his chest. And he is totally scarred for life, and he has to live with the shame of what she did to me.
I got nothing for you except for to say Jeremy's like the Robin Quivers of this show. Incredible. Graceful.
It's totally diligent. Seamless. I guess my question is, you know, have you had a sex slave before, Don?
I have.
See? I knew this was worth bringing up because Don's going to talk about a sex slave he has in his basement.
Never had a sex slave.
No, neither have
I. I had a sex slave once when I was working at Caldor. We kept her in the receiving hall. She was the store's sex slave, so we'd have her back there. Whenever the Pepsi vendor would come, he'd give us free Pepsi in exchange to be able to do whatever he wanted with her, wow. Which we would have stopped if we had mortals. However, free Pepsi goes a long way.
It does go a long way, and that's why Caldor is out of business.
For the sex slave trade.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Yep.
I really didn't know where I was going to go with that story, except that how do you not talk about that?
Well, my question is, why did it take him so long for it to come out?
Well, that's why I think it's probably fake as well, and I'll have to apologize next week for the fake sex slave story about the three-titted woman.
And you know that I'll be the one to call you out, because I think I was the one that called you out on that one, too. Yeah.
So are we reaching a point in the show where we're running out of content, and now we just have to read fake stories so we can issue a retraction?
That's what I'm saying. I said that earlier, because we keep doing the news earlier and earlier in the show.
And
is it because we're trying too hard to come up with news items?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
that's Jeremy's favorite part of the show.
I like talking about the stories. If you guys would like, we can do a whole series of episodes with no news. But since today I sent out a list of possible topics we can talk about and got a zero response from everybody.
I was sick.
I was sick.
I'm still under the weather.
I was flying 3,000 miles. You should be lucky I'm awake.
I got to share this one quick story. I had a dental appointment yesterday. not that story, but this one.
So, I was like, yeah, this took a turn.
I was like, wow, where are we going with this one? Go ahead. Yeah,
so I'm there. And the nice thing about it is they don't make me feel like I'm poor. Because I remember going to a dentist's office in Bethesda in Rockville, and the lady kept questioning me. Like, she's like, so were you and your parents from like a farm? Were you from the woods? And I was like, what are you talking about? It's my dental hygiene that
bad? Is your
bad
sister Nell? I'm just very concerned about your teeth.
So this dental appointment, they don't do that at all. Maybe it's because I live in the mountains now, and they've seen worse. But something nice
that didn't
it.
Make it any better. You threw a loud pen.
Listen, stop it. Tony was telling us a story about his horrible teeth.
How many
teeth.
Times have we called the show Train Wreck? Because I think this would be episode blah, blah, Train Wreck again.
No, I think this is already one of our best episodes.
Don's trying to kill a cricket in the studio.
I am trying.
Well, you know, we're going to skip the rest of my news then. You guys have hurt my feelings. No, so we'll go right to...
What else did you have in the news?
Nothing.
Hi, so you got... I mean, did you live in the woods for a short period of time? Have you ever used floss or paste?
I'm the Red Crow.
Is she in your your aerobics class or whatever you're in?
No. Oh, man. She's exactly like that lady.
The sea and CrossFit.
Do you guys have like bad well water? Is that what you have there?
Are you British?
You guys have hurt my feelings.
What's so we'll the next move news on. Story?
We don't have any more news ever again. Oh, instead, man. We've got a lot of Radio for Winners sports segments. I have to say, I said I wasn't going to talk about the Picks League constantly, but I can't help it because this week, everybody was beaten by Don's kids.
Hashtag. My kids beat everybody.
Don's kids beat off an entire group of people.
Wow.
Terrible.
I mean, Lego Man. Lego Man scored 10 out of 13 games correctly. Picked 10 out of 13 games. There were probably three or four of us with 9 games, but 9 is less than 10, so Don's kids beat everybody.
How old is Lego Man?
5.
Lego Man is 5, and you're not making his picks, right?
I am not.
Not, because I think you scored 5.
I called him. Right, so I saw that he was in the lead on Sunday night after, and I think I sent you a message, right? So the only game that was left was the Monday night game, and I saw that he had picked the Chiefs. And I'm like, oh, man, it would be such a great story if he just beat everybody. But he's not going to do it because, I mean, New England's going to go in there and they're going to crush the Chiefs. So I called him and I said, hey, bud, you got the Chiefs and the Patriots tonight. You know, who did you pick? And he said, the Chiefs. I was like, all right, you wanna stick with that? He goes, yeah, I'm gonna stick with that. And the Chiefs obliterated.
Terrifyingly bad.
Obliterated the Patriots.
What I like is after one bad game, there are people all over New England saying they have to get rid of Tom Brady.
Oh yeah, they benched him. He's done. He's washed up.
He's one of the best quarterbacks that's ever played the game. You're like, you should get rid of him. Get a rookie.
Yeah.
Well, they're even worse than Redskins fans.
Well, hey, look, could have been worse. They had Drew Bledsoe until he got injured, and then what happened? You pick up the bench, and that's what you have. That's what they think goes on in New England, is that after your quarterback's done, there's just another Joe Montana, Peyton Manning on their bench all the time. So, yeah, so Lego Man was very proud of
himself. Patriot fans, they did have Steve Grugan as their quarterback in the 80s, and that guy was terrible.
Wow. Steve Grugan. Good call.
Grugan. I'm pretty sure that's his name.
Well, if not,
I just killed the show. Sure, Gil totally will. I put a stop to the show pulling out an 80s football reference. That may be incorrect.
It's fine.
That's next week's retraction. It's got nothing to do with the three-titted lady.
But you know what? We might actually be able to get Steve Grugan to come into to the studio.
You can tell us stories about Larry Sheets.
That'd be wonderful. But yeah, so he's very proud. He asks every week how he did.
Well, this week he destroyed everybody. Yeah. So congratulations to Lego Man.
Yeah, he's very happy.
So everybody, we have to do better. I mean, I know the Thursday night's already passed by the time this airs, so that this week, everyone do better. We cannot be beaten by a 5-year-old again.
Who's playing Thursday night?
Thursday night is... I don't even know what tomorrow night's game is.
I don't know.
I mean, yesterday's game was.
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey, Theater of the Mind.
It's none. It's not the Ravens, so I haven't really paid attention
good
to
call.
It.
All right. Well, but good luck to everybody.
Good luck. Let's beat Don's kids.
There's a bunch of 5-year-olds there.
Also, this week is the start of the MLB playoffs.
Congratulations, Oakland Athletics.
For playing a whole lot of regular good season baseball.
Congratulations for playing 163 games.
I'm not a big fan of the one-game knockout.
Congratulations, Billy Bean and Brad Pitt, for doing that movie and making all of those... mid-season moves to bring in all those awesome pitchers and using your statistics to really help your team play more than 162 games. You win,
Don. You've just guaranteed that the O's make it 4 games into the playoffs and are knocked out.
Out in 3. Oh, it is a 7 game. It's a 7 game. Yeah.
That's how bad they lose.
Well,
round
remember
three.
They used to be like a 5-game series. Like the ALDS used to be like a 5 games. And now they make it 7 because they put this wild card with this 1-game wild card.
I think it's still 5 games.
No, it's not. I think it's 7.
Well, retraction next week.
Retraction next week. None of us know a thing about baseball. None of these teams are even in the finals. The playoffs are actually none of these teams. Well, both the Nats and the Orioles are in the playoffs, and the Nats are favored.
The Nats are favored to make it all the way to the win the World Series, yeah, which is very interesting to me.
And I think that they the winner of the game that's going on right now as we record, So they either play the Giants or the Pirates, and the O's play the Angels?
No, the O's play the Tigers.
The Tigers. Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry, the Angels.
Kansas City, Anaheim. Is it Anaheim or California? What is it? The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim? Is that what it is?
Sure.
I'm so confused.
The Ducks. They're playing the Ducks.
They're playing the Mighty Ducks. They're not even the Mighty Ducks anymore, are they?
No, I have no idea.
They're just the Ducks.
We're not good at hockey either. We're not good at hockey or baseball. We should just talk about football.
Hey, but hockey's starting soon, so I'm excited about
that. That's true. I won't be. I'll be into it for a week, and then I'll lose interest completely.
End of the season.
I do every time.
Good call.
As our final sports topic.
Yeah.
I know in the past we've asked you to explain the chase, and we ran out of time. But now the NASCAR chase is in full effect. They've already had the first round of knockouts, and apparently everyone's point totals are reset. So there's another, three races.
So it comes down.
And they
down,
do another round of knockouts?
There's 10 races after Richmond. So we just got finished the first three. They knocked out three drivers from there.
So now we're down to 12 drivers.
Correct. And then we'll do three more races, knock out another three.
Look at that.
And then we'll do three more races and knock out another three. Is it three or four? Maybe it's four.
Because I know we get down to three drivers.
We get three drivers at Homestead, Miami last
race.
For one race, one cup. One race, one cup.
I think I stopped picking teams or drivers like a month ago. Are we still
doing
this league?
We are still doing the Picks League. No one seems to care.
I am.
I'm still into it. I like that I'm just beating Dom. That's all that matters. I'm beating him by, I think, all of 6 points, but I'm still beating you.
I can't believe
that. We actually lost listeners over the last, 9 months. We were on
over the last 30 minutes.
We were on the upward trend until we started doing a NASCAR league. Then all of a sudden, we started going downhill. So
the good news is we are a hit in the 5 to 7 year old demo. So
they don't even listen to the show. They just like doing picks and winning. So this is it for this week. We already talked about sports.
What would happen if they did win the Pigskin Pick'em prize pack?
I will replace my original prize pack with probably $5 worth of lollipops.
Skittles.
And Skittles. I'll take them out of my wood, my tool chest.
Oh. So that means no cock rings if either of these kids win the prize
I don't need
pack.
Uncle Jeremy coming over here, hey, reach into my pocket to get your prize pack. I got a lollipop.
I promise it's
there
worth $5 American at least.
Yeah.
Before we end the show, there is one more thing I'd like to talk about. On the Thundergrunt Network, one of the other shows is Hobo Radio, which I'm a big fan of. I've listened to it since we joined the network. They're trying to do a Baltimore movie screening of the movie called Cohesion. It's a sci-fi movie, and they're trying to pre-sell tickets through Gather. We'll put a link up on our website. We'll post it on Facebook. But if you like sci-fi movies at all, and you're interested in seeing one, apparently it's the kind of story you don't want to explain because then you give it away. We'll have the information up, and if you want to come out, it's on a Thursday, the 23rd. They're trying to actually do the screening. So
of October?
Of October, yeah. They have a couple weeks to sell 100 tickets, and I believe as of this recording, they have sold 10. So,
and there's a possibility that if they do sell this out, that they're going to come in and they're going to do a documentary on us?
That is not true at all.
Oh.
That is a great story we could tell, but no. That was it. So everyone listen to Hobo Radio and also look at our webpage. We'll get you some more information on that new screening. And I will see you next week. It's quiet at the beginning, Don. It's okay. Turn it up, son.
It does.
And the Red Crow flies.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.